So, where are my kids? There they are. Kids. So we're getting ready to do something that's called a baptism. Why don't you guys come right here for a minute? So I can see your lovely faces. Right here. There we go. That's perfect. So, what do you know about what we do when we baptize somebody? Keegan and Lily and Elena, can you remember seeing anybody baptized in this lake? No. So this is the perfect day because you're here. James got baptized in this lake 2 years ago. Yeah, you guys can come if you want. Kids, yes. But all of you, come on. Come on. One of the things I like at First Baptist is that the big kids don't outgrow the young people's time until they get really adult. And James is adult, but he's 18, right? So, but he's good. He's here. So you got them to come here. So anyway, so you older, some of you older ones remember seeing James get baptized 2 years ago, James and Christian. But I bet, Keegan, I don't think you were here. And Lily, do you remember it? Were you? Okay. 2 years ago? Maybe. Okay. Anyway, the point is, as Baptists, there's churches, different kinds of churches do baptisms in different ways. But as Baptists, we like to do the kind where you get all wet. Some churches just do a little bit on your head. They sprinkle. There's good reasons how that developed over the years to be that way. But we believe you need to be old enough for it to be your own decision. So you have to be older, at least like Addie's age. And that you and that we get totally under the water when we do it. And there's a couple things about that I really like. One of them is it's just that it's not a halfway thing. You're making a commitment to follow God, and that can't be a halfway thing. The other part of it is, and Addie's going to feel this in a few minutes, that when I tell her to grab onto my arm and let me lay her back, bend your knees, you have to surrender a little bit. You can't stay in control. If you try to, James, do you remember this feeling a little bit? Or maybe it was Christian. If you try to kind of stay in control, it really doesn't work. And I think that's a beautiful symbol about our life with God, that we can't stay in control of our own life and give our lives to God. We have to trust God. And something about letting someone else put you back in the water to get baptized, you feel that in your body in a really beautiful and powerful way. And I also remember James saying, part of what's lovely about doing it in the lake is you also feel connected to all this beautiful creation of God's that's all around us here. So all those are different parts of the different ways we understand baptism, which you're going to get to see in a few minutes. And when you're older, when you're ready in your own time, you will know when that time is. We hope that you will also want to get baptized and show everyone that you're committing to live as a follower of Jesus Christ and to have faith in God and trust in God with your lives. So that's what we're going to get to do in a few minutes. And you get to watch. Baptize Addie. You're going to get to see. Just wait and see what it's going to be like. All right, so that's just the setup. Now, Addie's godparents are here, and they're going to kind of read a couple short little scriptures about baptism. So I would invite them to come up now. And you guys can move back if you want, or you can stay here, however you want to do it. You want to go back to where you were sitting over there? Probably less itchy than the grass.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased."
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God, we too might walk in newness of life.
When we're saying grateful, by the way, David Coy. Those two short scriptures capture a couple other key things about baptism. One of them, that very short description of Jesus' baptism. So when we get baptized, we're following his example. But I also really believe that in our baptisms, God is also saying to each of us, you are my beloved child, and you I am well pleased. And so we each are claiming and accepting God's blessing when we are baptized. And then the verses from Romans, that there is a very powerful sense that in baptism we are acknowledging that we want to die to the old self. Now, what does that mean to Addie at 13, right? It means you're going to try to live life for God and not just for your own selfish kind of self, right? It doesn't mean that you're going to beat up on yourself, but it does mean that you realize that there's a bigger life that God wants us to be a part of, a new kind of life that's in God's Spirit. And it's not the little life that we try to control everything and run on our own, but it's trusting into God's bigger life, and that we are all a part of that. And the symbolism of baptism shows that we act it out with our bodies, that burial to the old and being born again, raised the newness of life with Jesus Christ. And we spend the rest of our lives learning what that means. And we don't really know probably till we actually die and go on to live with God more fully beyond this life. So, what time is it?
5 minutes to 12.
Okay. So I thought about having you talk to each other for a minute about baptism, but I also know that we've been here a little while, so this is what I would invite you to do. While you're eating lunch later, if you've had a memory that stirs for you right now about your own baptism or some other baptism you've witnessed, or just the thought about what baptism means, I hope you'll share that with somebody else. Or later this week. I mean, just think about what it means, or powerful baptisms you've seen here or other places. Some of you, how many of you do not remember your baptism because you were little? Right. A lot of us are that way because you didn't grow up Baptist. But others of us have grew up in traditions where we do remember our baptism. But part of the power of seeing somebody else baptized is that we're invited to all remember that we were baptized, even if we can't remember it, that we were baptized. And this is part of who we are and how we live our identity as people of Christian faith. So what we're going to do is we're all going to go down there to the lakeside. Addie's going to get on a robe. We're going to make our way to the water, and Joe's going to lead us down there and singing Halle, Halle, Hallelujah. That's all you need to know. So you really don't need the words unless you just want to take them with you. But it's that simple. So let's stand, let's make our ways to the water, and Addie and I will get ready.